Ever wanted to hang out with a bunch of Sanrio characters like Hello Kitty, Kuromi, and Cinema Roll? Well, you can with Hello Kitty Island Adventure, available on Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto. Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games. Just me this week, while Fiona takes a well-deserved break. And this week, the announcements continue with Xbox Games Showcase. SAG-AFTRA gets some wins for artists. PC gamers are loving Stellar Blade. Plus, we bring you all the releases coming this week. Here is the news for Sunday, 15th of June. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
After a big week of announcements last week, Xbox decided to get in on the fun with a bunch of reveals at the Xbox Games Showcase. A remake of Persona 4 titled Revival was shown off in a new teaser trailer. You can wishlist it now and it'll be available day one on Game Pass, but they didn't actually announce when that would be, which is a bold choice. Game Freak has made a non-Pokemon game for the first time in a while titled Beast of Reincarnation. It's a third-person action game set in post-apocalyptic Japan. That's out next year. The ROG Xbox Ally was unveiled, and while I'm still not sure about the bulging grips, it does look like a solid handheld. They also snuck some new Silksong footage in there, which was just such a tease. Also teased was the futuristic next Call of Duty entry, Black Ops 7. It was mostly just cinematics, but a full reveal is coming later in the year. I'm loving the look of the latest Super Meat Boy as it enters the third dimension. Looks like a lot of fun. It'll be out early next year. And while I'm not a fighting game guy, the new Invincible Versus trailer has me considering becoming one. That's out sometime next year. There are a bunch more, like the Final Fantasy VII remake that's coming to Xbox, a new Pokemon-like titled Anemo, which looks super cute and must have Nintendo lawyers salivating. And one of last year's big hits, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, is getting some DLC. Order of the Giants will be available on September 4. We couldn't touch on everything, so to check out the entire list of announcements, be sure to visit the link in our show notes. Some moves in the right direction this week with entertainment union SAG-AFTRA and the major video game companies, including EA, Activision, Epic, and Warner Brothers Games, reaching a tentative agreement. The deal still needs to be reviewed by the union's national board and wider membership, but union leaders are calling it a major win. Although most of the finer details haven't been released, we know AI in voice acting and motion capture performances are among the hot topics. Negotiators say a strike suspension agreement is expected soon, but until that's in place, union members remain officially on strike. We'll link SAG-AFTRA's full statement in the show notes. We PC gamers have been treated to a lot of major PlayStation releases lately, with Spider-Man, The Last of Us, and God of War all breaking free of PS exclusivity. But surprisingly, it's the latest release, Stellar Blade, that has managed to explode in popularity, outperforming all the other PS releases in under 24 hours, in terms of concurrent players anyway. According to The Gamer, just 7 hours after it was released for PC, close to 100,000 gamers were playing, and that number sustained for hours. It helps that, unlike some other PC ports, Stellar Blade is reportedly running impeccably from the get-go. Turns out, you put out a solid product that just works when you press play. It's the recipe for success. Or maybe it's, how did Gianni describe it last week? Or the hot girls fighting flesh monsters. I guess we'll never know. That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week. Out Monday is a treat for the retro fans with the Gex Trilogy coming to all platforms on the 16th. Out on the 17th is a brand new first-person co-op shooter, FBC Firebreak. It's a spin-off of Remedy's Control, set in the same universe, but with a much less serious tone. That's out on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series S and X this Tuesday. Next up, we have Tron Catalyst, a super slick-looking isometric action-adventure set in the original Tron storyline. It's out on all platforms on the 17th. Out on the 18th is Battle Train. It's a self-described run-based roguelite deck and track builder set inside a game show. These deck builders are getting super creative, so if you're a fan of the genre, be sure to check out Battle Train on PC or Switch this Wednesday. And bring on the fast-paced football fun with Rematch, a new online arcade soccer title by Slowclap, the studio behind Sifu. It's like Rocket League, except people soccer instead of car soccer, which is such a backwards way to think about these things. But Rocket League has, I guess, officially broken my brain. It looks super fun, so be sure to check it out on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series S and X this Thursday. And finally, out Thursday is Star Overdrive. It's a high-speed open-world adventure that has you flying around an alien world on a hoverboard. It's out on PC, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series S and X, and Switch on the 19th.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
Sifter is produced by myself, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Kat Jahn, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith, and Chris Button. Mitch Lowe is senior producer and video editor, and Gianni DiGiovanni is Sifter's executive producer and script editor. Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts. We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Lightmap Sifter's interview podcast. Jeff Van Dyke, the composer of Tempopo, joins us on the podcast again to share why buying every bit of new equipment, every musical instrument, is totally worth it.
Sometimes you need to like find things that inspire you. Nord Stage 3 is my keyboard here. And, you know, and I love it. But it's all, you know, it's always there. And I tend to write the way I write when I'm there. And if I'm running out of ideas, quite simply by just jumping over to this other machine, it's a different vibe, and a different idea comes in. There's knobs all over these things, and you're like, whoa, what does that do? And it's like, oh, that's interesting, and that sparks the idea.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, on our website, sifter.com.au, or wherever you'd like to listen.